Morning, Rachel.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning from Germany. It's 5 to 7.
So England pulled it off again. At times we were quite bored. They missed a lot of chances, but at least they bloomin' scored. Peter Crouch at 9 foot tall, he finally got his goal. Another one from Jared, let's hope football's coming home.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Chris.
That's right, there we go.
Chris Moyle Show, football's coming home. International Radio 1.
Oh. I don't know if JK and Joel are still listening, but what are you doing later, Dave? What are you
what am I doing later?
Yeah.
I was thinking about going to football.
Oh, wicked. Who's playing?
Well, it's in Cologne today. It's right. England-Sweden. It's the last one of the group matches.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to come?
Yeah.
You got a ticket? Oh. Yeah. Go on for you.
Yeah. Brilliant. I love that.
Special. Oh.
Sorry, someone's yawning. What's that? Hello?
No. Oh, is it on? Sorry.
Hello?
Oh, yeah,
Are you guys fancy the game today?
Nah.
No. What's on the other side? There's like another game on the other side in the tonight.
I recorded that Saxondale thing on TV last night. I think I watched that, yeah.
Saxondale, was that like a very early Emmerdale?
No, it's Steve Coogan's new show.
Any good?
It's very good, actually. Yeah, it was really good. He's, what was it? He used to be a roadie and now he's a pest controller.
Wow. So you'll be watching that then later on?
Yeah. I'm not really that bothered about the football, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Joel, do you want that spare ticket we got? I'm going to fly you out.
Do you know
we've
what?
Got a private jet waiting and everything.
Chris texted me yesterday and said, why do you come up to Germany? And do you know what? Yesterday I just thought, I might just get on a plane and just do that.
Do you know what? If I wasn't going to Bognor Regis at the weekend, I'd be there.
Nice.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I don't blame you there, Jace, to be honest with you.
Thanks, mate.
International Radio 1.
Right, it's 6:57. Some of the crowd are on the pitch, Dave. They think it's all over.
It is
but
now.
They're wrong. It's New Order.
Express yourself. Create the space. You know you can win. Don't give up the chase. Beat the man. Take him on. And never give up. It's one-on-one.
That's right.
Express yourself. It's one-on-one. Express yourself. It's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one. England. So England-Sweden later.
Should be good, eh?
Eh?
Should be good.
I hope so. Yeah, we're going to go, aren't we? A little watch of the game. A bit of football. Are you going, Carrie?
No.
Oh. Rachel, you not got a ticket?
No.
No. Dominic, you not got to?
No.
No, you haven't got. How are your ears, Dom?
What?
Oh!
Have you been syringed, Dominic?
No, I'm being syringed today. It's worse, if anything, than it was yesterday.
Pardon?
It's really bad and I can't hear properly.
Is it still just one ear?
Yes. It's my left ear that's pretty much deaf now.
Did you speak to Dr. Mark Hamilton after Sunday surgery?
I tried to phone him, but I couldn't get through. He's, like, busy operating on somebody or something.
Dear. Is your balance off now?
A little
bit.
Got
one ear funny.
Yeah, I do tend to be leaning to the right a little bit.
Mm.
Is that your balance is in your ear?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah,
your balance is affected
if you've got problems with your ears.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I'm sorry about that, Dominic Van Gogh, but I'm sure you'll muddle through.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What?
I saw Vincent Van Gogh in it. Should we do this joke? I've done it for at least a week. Saw Vincent van Gogh in a bar in Germany last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Me and Dave just went into a little bar and I nudged Dave and said, that's Vincent van Gogh. He said, no, I don't think he is. I said, I'm telling you, he is. So I walked up to him, I tapped him on the shoulder, I said, excuse me, are you Vincent van Gogh? He said, I am actually, yeah. I said, that's amazing. Can I buy a drink? He said, no, thanks, I've got one here.
It's very good.
This is the level of the show today, by the way.
It's
before
good
we start.
And funny.
It ain't getting better than this.
Life in the funny lane, Dominic.
Yeah, it is.
Woo! Papa Doodle Doo, good morning. We'll play a couple of records for you after the news. I'm sure they'll be great. Let's find out what's going on in the world with Dominic with the news in London and Carrie with the sport in Germany. It's just gone 3 minutes past 7.
England and Rooney get ready for.
South later, though. It's now 7 minutes past seven.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
It's nice. That's our random story of the morning.
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry, man.
I'm auditioning.
Sorry, is this an official audition?
Whoa, whoa, stupid. And people are stupid.
Love means nothing.
What do you think?
It's not good. I mean, it's all right, but it's
not good.
It's more the makeup thing. They're kind of right. Keen on people to wear makeup and have long, you know, hair.
So in other words, they want the new lead singer of Culture Club to look like Boy George.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Right.
As close to Boy George as is possible.
Because why?
Reese looks a bit like Boy George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not dissimilar.
He acts a bit like him as well.
If he took his beard off, he could be Boy George.
Yeah, you'd have to add some girly hair, makeup, and the whole Boy George look, to be fair.
Boy Gorge.
Dom, can you just do the end of the news for me again? I just want to have a little play.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
No, I'm wicked. I love this.
Just that Culture Club story?
Just the weather. No, just do the weather.
Okay, and the weather is going to be, like, rain and stuff across the north and the west of the UK. Dry and bright further south. It's now 8 minutes past seven.
Hot rocking, good morning. The voice is ready for song. Yeah! Crank it in your tank. It's 8 minutes past the big hour of seven. Woo! Good morning, train killers. And here we are. Got all your... What are you laughing at?
Dominic, we're like Force's sweethearts now.
Good morning, trained killers. They wouldn't say
I am practicing for BFBS.
Okay, it sounds good.
Yesterday, I did German traffic and travel, Dominic.
Did you?
Yeah. German.
I've seen the pictures online, actually. You look very good, yeah.
Do you want to have a little go at that, Dave?
Have you got any? Yes, we're dealing
with. Okay, here's Hans Dave with the travel.
Yeah, 2 kilometres of tailbacks on the Köln Ring Road, and then no problems all the way to Essen. That's your traffic and travel. BFBS, the Forces Station, back in half an hour.
We've worked out, by the way, don't we? The guy does the voiceovers.
Yeah.
He talks like that. And every last thing he says just goes on. I don't know why. I met him in the corridor yesterday.
Did you?
I said, morning, how are you? He went, I'm fine.
Traffic and travel. Our next update. In 30 minutes.
Yes. 30 minutes. You met a bloke like that talking to you in the street. 30 minutes.
We'd run a mile, wouldn't we?
What about? Are you watching the game later? It's like some bad Doctor Who character.
Mm.
That said, though, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
No, it sounds good, yeah, ingratiating yourselves with the BFBS people.
Yeah, exactly. We popped into one of the shows yesterday and we did a bit of a chitter-chat, didn't we?
We also did, what did we do, World Cup Widows, which is their competition where you can win.
Yeah.
You can win the height. Was that the one where you can win?
No, that's a hamper.
Oh, no, that's Fizzy Heights. Things. Fizzy Heights where you can, this is good,
Fizzy
Dominic.
Heights. That's
Fizzy
good.
Heights is where, if you predict the right scorer, you can win their height in ale.
Yeah.
Right, so Peter Crouch is going to go for, you get 6'7" worth of beer.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it?
What a great competition.
Isn't that brilliant? So well done, and that goes to Corporal whatever. Oh, thank you very much. So it's a great life out here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
has anyone saluted you? Are you meant to do that to civilians or not?
I've kind of had a few salutes, not the traditional ones.
No, sure.
they're more freestyle salutes, rather than the, to do with the hand.
Mm.
More finger action, gotta be honest with you.
Mm.
And mind you, who doesn't? So listen, Dom.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we'll talk to you later. We'll play Jingle. Okay. Good morning, soldiers. If you just took it into your egg and soldiers, here's another great song for you. Gonna start with a classic. It's the Automatic. And what's that coming over the hill? It's not a tank.
It really is hard work, you know, and not a holiday. We bust our asses round the clock with no free time to play. We're doing this for you, but we don't mind the sacrifice. Let's hope we bring the World Cup home, cause that would be quite nice.
What's that coming over the hill, Dave? Good Lord, it's a monster.
Chris Moyle Show.
Musical monster, of course.
Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
So, Razorlight, our guest today, hopefully. I'll tell you about that later. story that is. And, you know, we're not doing Alan's Guide to the Nations today.
Yes, we are.
It's been scribbled off my menu.
Oh, I scribbled the wrong bit off. Apologies. Should have been the other bit.
Have we got a pundit on today?
No.
Are we gonna explain why later?
Nominate Rachel.
No. We haven't got anybody today.
And I'll explain why later on. It's a brilliant story that will amaze you.
I haven't heard back yet off a secret person.
Right. I reckon they'll contact you.
Dear.
I tell you what, a couple of things happened yesterday. Mind-blowing behind-the-scenes stuff. And you'll probably hear both stories today.
And we had to deal with all of this when we were at the water slides park.
Yeah.
That was the most difficult bit.
We went to H2O yesterday, which, of course, is German for water. And we went down the crazy slides that they have. One of them, right, when you know, the slides at water parks, you walk up the steps, it takes you a minute to walk up there, and when you get on the slide, it takes 11 seconds to get to the bottom. Quite frankly, I felt a bit conned. I think they should have a slide where halfway down you stop, have a coffee, and then go off again. Get your money's worth.
And we weren't allowed to go outside because there was a thunder and lightning threat.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was zigzag. The woman said, no, zigzag, zigzag.
Oh, is that what she said? Yeah. Is that the German for lightning?
Yeah. Manny thought there was trouble with zig and zag in the pool.
I've never seen Dave looking so happy as when the waves came in and he dived underneath and launched himself up above
like
the waves.
Like a dolphin.
Like the beautiful, majestic dolphins of the sea.
Watch the duck dive through the beautiful water. It's a private joke from years ago.
So we had a good laugh yesterday. It was nice. But this German language thing is, you know...
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult. I've got to be honest. Right, here's my problem. I'm standing outside the swimming baths, for want of a better phrase, and I'm running through, what German do I know? Well, okay. Do I know hello? Yeah. Do I know how much is it to go swimming, please? No. Do I know swimming? No. Do I know how much? No. Do I know trunks? No, I don't know any of it.
But our engineer, Richard Earle, managed to communicate...
Duke of Earl.
...with the International Language of Sign, whereby he stuck one finger up and then made a splashing movement with his with his arms, thus to denote one person swimming, please.
I thought he'd ordered a combine harvester. One combine harvester, please. So it was all busy yesterday. Started off, we had a good show yesterday, didn't we? And then we popped in to see Humph on BFPS.
Yeah, traffic and travel.
Yeah, that was good fun, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
should
enjoyed
we do it
that.
Again?
Yeah, please.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it again.
If you're heading on the 1 to Bremen and you're coming up to Stuckenborstel, there's a 2K Stout. Dave, do you want to have a go at the next one?
Yeah, okay, here we go. On the A1 between Osnabrück and Bremen, there is heavy traffic between Wildenhausen Nord and the junction of Delmenhorst Sud, Gross Ippener, there's a set of roadworks and stationary traffic for 6 kilometres, and the express lanes are closed.
Wow, well done, man. Wow. Expressways is just expressways.
I think I've got a future in traffic and travel.
I don't, sadly.
It's not good. That's not good. Chris, you want to have a go to the next one?
Not really, no.
On the A1 to Bremen at Lost.
I didn't want to have a go.
You don't speak German like me, though, do you?
Because of the roadworks. Is this roadworks? Have you noticed when you're driving around, you can't drive 10 kilometres without coming across some roadworks?
You know, that's sheer weight of traffic.
I like it.
Sheer weight of traffic.
I like that one. Dave, next one?
On the A1, Kölner Ring between Leverkusen.
Kölner Ring. Right, okay.
And the Kölner Ring between Leverkusen and Köln, which I would imagine is the ring road around Cologne, is it not?
Yes.
Between the junction of Köln-Löwenick and the intersection of Köln West, stationary traffic for 1 kilometre.
Wow. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
You know the boss of BFBS, Super Mario, who indeed looks a little bit like Super Mario.
He's
called Mario, and he actually does look a little bit like Mario.
It's like an Italian plumber, doesn't he?
Yeah. Although shorter. That mixture between Super Mario and a second-hand car salesman, yeah. But definitely a combination of the superhero element and, do you want to buy a car?
Mm.
He was very impressed with your traffic and travel reading skills.
Was he?
Yeah. And I think he might be offering you the new traffic and travel slot.
Can I be the eye in the sky?
You can be, well, yeah, but it's more...
I'll be the guy in the sky.
It's more the... man looking out the window. That's more really, because they can't, obviously.
The window.
Mind you, you might be able to get an army helicopter.
Yeah.
That'll be all right.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I'll pass you on details on.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's 7:25. Just having a nice little bit of piano here. Before Razorlight come and join us and play for real.
Play for real?
Yeah.
For sure.
You know that'd be true, like. Right, Sergio Mendes, Black Eyed Peas, Radio 1. I love that record. Mm. I love Masquerade anyway. I wear it all the time when I go out. And I think it's a really good version of the Black Eyed Peas. With William.
With who? Willie A.M.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Willie A.M. on the mix, man. But I was...
What's that? Somebody who?
Sorry.
Who's printing?
Sorry.
Was that you?
Yes, I was trigger happy, sorry.
And is that you with the headphones right underneath your microphone?
Yes.
Wake up, Jones!
I moved to get the printer! Apologies.
You can't have this in the army, Rachel. It's got to be disciplined.
Listen, Rachel, close your eyes, right? Now, you hear the sound of a printer with your eyes open. It's the sound of a printer. Close your eyes. You hear the sound of a printer.
I'm sorry.
Lips moving, still talking. You hear the sound of a printer in the army. That could be an underground missile. Which burrows... No, it burrows under the earth.
Like
right?
a rabbit.
So people don't see it. And that's... That's the same noise it makes. Whoosh! Shoots up in the air. You're a goner.
You've got to be on guard.
You're all over the place, my love. You won't last 2 minutes in this army. Me and Dave, though, we're fitting right in.
Loose talk costs lives.
I've realised why these corridors are so big, by the way.
Why?
It's so you can stride in them when you walk.
I did. I strode.
I can't help myself.
I stroded back from the lavatory before.
And you need to turn. You need a lot of corridor to turn left. And I think that's what... And I genuinely believe this. That's why the corridors are so big. Now, you may scoff, but I'm telling you... I bet Dominic will tell you that's fact. So in the army, they have to have big corridors so you can turn. Mm. And if you've got two or three people in a row, right, you've got a small corridor, you salute, one of them poor fellas is putting his elbow straight through the door.
I saw yesterday, because you've got the same turning circle as a Land Rover, when you came into this studio...
Say Land Rover, I'd say a smart car. When what?
When you turned into the studio, you did an about turn...
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, right. Dom?
Yeah.
This is very visual, granted, but
okay, so I feel as I'm there.
So, if he's coming down the corridor, which he is now...
You're right, yeah.
He's marching back from the lavatory, and then he has to do a 90-degree turn.
Yes.
And here he is, marching in.
How was that?
That was good.
Yeah?
That's what they say.
I'm not sure about the big corridor thing.
Evening Standard!
They don't sell the Evening Standard over there.
They say Evening Standard when they're marching.
Mm-hmm.
Evening Standard, Evening Standard. Like that. Who's bored has got no hair? Dominic Bird is over there.
They definitely don't sing that.
They do. He's tall and lanky and reads the news and does celebrity interviews. That's what they're all talking about you on the site here. What's the word for it?
It's called camp. A base.
What?
Isn't it a camp?
I don't think it's a camp.
Barracks.
Hey, leave it, Dave.
Never mind the barracks.
It's a family-orientated show. Right, should we do some news?
Yep.
Yeah. What a good idea. Right, we'll play Oasis in a few seconds. That's because later on today, we're going to be hopefully having a chitter chatter with Mr. Noel Gallagher. Before the England-Sweden game, so I'll tell you about that in a minute after we get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31. Radio 1. Beep, beep. New and improved.
One more travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. We're in Henlow, which is in Bedfordshire this morning.
Hi, I'm Abe Thorne.
Hi, Abe Thorne lives on Tedder Avenue.
Hi.
Abe's got an impressive job as well. He writes computer programs.
Hi, it's me, Tony Bird.
Hi, I'm Abe Thorne.
All right, nice one. Abe says Tedder Avenue is a bit quiet this morning. There are no roadworks or contraflows or anything.
And it's goodbye from me.
Radio. Abe is a big Southampton fan, and according to Jocelyn, who writes the notes for One Road Travel, he's looking forward to seeing the ex-Saint Theo Wilcox in action. Brilliant. Beep, beep, new and improved. One Road Travel. It's now 7:36.
Cox.
Pardon?
It's no Cox.
No, that's it, exactly. cock.
You see, that's what that's the mistake she's made.
Yeah, that's right. She put the cocks in.
Yeah.
But actually,
it's the cot.
Yeah.
She's coxed up.
Yeah, she has. She coxed up big time.
I see what you've done there. That's very clever.
Mm-hmm.
So poor Dominic's ears are not very well.
Oh.
And he's in the. What's the weather like at the moment in the UK?
Not very nice, actually. A bit grey and misty and wet.
It's a bit hazy here.
Mm. Is it?
Hazy sunshine.
Blue sky, though. You know, blue.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, do you know blue? Yeah, I know blue.
Blue, yeah.
Duncan, yeah. Anthony.
Familiar with their work.
I thought you were just reminding you of the colour. You know, it's blue skies. You know the colour blue, don't you? Yeah, well, it's like that.
It's like that, but in the sky.
You know the colour of the sky? Yeah. Well, unless you're in the UK, where it's grey.
Mm. It's not very nice here at all, actually.
Well, it's nice here. But I won't go on about it.
No, please don't. Okay.
Anyway, thanks, Papa Doodle Doo Dom.
Thanks,
let's get
mate.
Back to the hits and manner. It's BFBS Radio 1, you see.
When? That voice is great, isn't it?
So we could nick all the ends of their jingles, right, and play them ours.
You should do.
Yeah, should we have another go? Which one do you want? Do you want, guitar? Play the one we played earlier, shall we? Oh, let's all chant. Here we go. Right, I've got it.
Just edit from there.
Yeah, I've got it. So if you do the end of the news again with the weather and the jingle and all that, which I'm sure you can set up really quickly.
Yeah, I can, just really quickly.
That's brilliant, yeah, just press the buttons. And there away you go.
Ready?
Okay.
And the weather is going to be wet and horrible and highs of, like, 112 degrees. It's now 7:38.
Yeah,
it's not bad, is it?
Just, it's not the best, is it?
Not the best, probably.
Yeah.
It's all over very quickly, isn't it?
He sounds like some, you know, he's got tight trousers on, that man.
Mm. He's not dissimilar to John Bon Jovi, is he?
Yes, he is, Dominic.
We should get him to do some jingles.
Do you know what? We haven't done Alan's Guide. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I'm meant to be doing Alan's Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Because, obviously, there's a massive game today, and if you know about your football, fair enough, but if you don't know about your football, you need to know, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
So in that case, people need to know about what team?
Sweden.
And now it's time for Aled's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today,
Sweden. The Kingdom of Sweden is located in an area known as Scandinavia and is a neighbour of other chilly places such as Norway, Finland and Denmark. While it's true that self-assembly fat pack furniture is one of Sweden's major exports, it's probably best known for producing ABBA, who are one of my favourite bands in the whole world ever. Did you also know that the England manager Sven Eriksson Goran is from Sweden, as is Ulrika Johnson? So, I wonder who they'll be supporting if England end up playing Sweden, which they probably will, because they're in the same group. Sweden are actually quite good at football and probably pose the biggest threat to England's chances as one of the strongest teams to be faced in the opening rounds. If you're asking me who their danger men are, I'd probably say Freddy Ljungberg and Henry Larsson. Both are good when surging forward and provide pace and power that could upset even the most capable quarterbacks. So we'd better watch out for those fellas. So now you know, huh? It's always good to know who you're up against, and that's my lowdown on those Swedes and their chances in this tournament. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
I can hardly wait. Right, cranking up with your tank. It's 2028 at Radio 1, and here's Oasis! Keen and the brilliant Is It Any Wonder? It's 7:48. Razorlight are in the barracks rather than in the building. Mm. Well, they are in the building, in the barracks. So there you go. Which is great. And Johnny's here. So that's all fine. Because he wasn't there last night. Mm. But anyway, he's here this morning. And it's all great. So we're going to have a chat with them. And they're going to play the studio this morning. You might have heard us say yesterday we've got a massive studio here at BFBS. Oh, by the way, Reese, our exec producer, just grasped me up to Super Mario.
I know he has.
So I'm going to have to get back to Mario first and tell him that it was Reese that was making comments about him. And he's got really curly hair today. Do you know who he looks like? Do you remember Rolf from The Muppets? Mm. Remember him? Mm. He looks a bit like him. So thanks for that, Reese.
You're welcome, mate.
But the studio, so this massive studio we're in, there's not much room to move today because...
It's full of gear.
To my left is Reese on the keyboards. Thank you. He won't be playing, though. And then just behind Rachel is the Andy's drum kit from Razorlight.
There you go.
and there's a couple of guitars and some keyboards. And then Johnny's mic for the lead vocal.
Vox.
That's right. Johnny Vox. So Razorlight should be in, but it's a tight squeeze, but it should be a great sound, according to our engineer, Duke of Earl.
It's going to be razor tight, isn't it, Richard?
That's right. Yeah. It was almost going to be razor lead singer light. Mm. But anyway, he's here. We're all good. We're rocking.
Phew.
On all cylinders. So with all that set up, I think the first song is after 8:30.
Correct.
And they're going to do two songs for us today. Do you know what they're doing?
No.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. They're doing Do They Know It's Christmas?
Right.
And they're doing Mana Mana.
Are they?
Yeah. You know, from The Muppets. Mm. We'll get Mario in. He can all join in.
As Rolf.
Yeah, get everybody in together. Anyway, so there you go. Let's move on, shall we? Celebrity Tarzan. Right, it's still going on this certain sub to Tarzan, if you know who this is. Here be the prizes. Chelsea's official season review on DVD, signed by Jose Mourinho, Austin's Bright Idea, The Zootons Tired of Hanging Around, Westwood's Ride with a Big Dog, 56 Club Bangers, Sanditon's album, The Feelings album, Embrace's album, Primal Scream's album, Keane's album. We're going to add Nelly Furtado's album today, which is Loose.
That's what it's called.
Thank you. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm not critiquing it. I think it's quite
very tight.
Don't forget as well the Embrace England scarf. That they left yesterday, Rach.
Oh.
Very, look at that. And, of course, Rachel's favourite prize of the whole lot, the official World Cup stamps in a nice presentation pack.
It is one of my favourites.
08700 100 100, tell me who this is. And you could win the lot. Celebrity Tarzan. That brilliant Christina Aguilera track. I love this.
Oh, it's good, this.
In fact, I'm going to stop it. If you haven't heard this yet, this is a proper crank the radio up, dive out of bed, jump around the bedroom in your underpants and look like an idiot, but at least you're out of bed, then you can get in the shower, right? 8:08. Nice and loud. This is Ain't No Other Man. I like that a lot.
Good, isn't it?
Really, really good. She's got a very distinctive kind of war cry, isn't she, right at the beginning? There you go. Nice. I like it.
Good record.
Christina Aguilera, it's called Ain't No Other Man, and it comes out at the end of July. The 31st, in fact.
That's right at the very end of July.
Yeah, that's almost August. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Quite literally. All right, so 7:56, 4 minutes to 8. If you're just waking up this morning, hello, good morning. It's Tuesday. England plays Sweden later on this evening. Well, no, tonight. It's a 9 o'clock kickoff here.
8 o'clock in the UK.
That's right. So we'll be able to ring you at...
half time. Tell you what the score is.
you see what we've done there. Crazy bonkers. Razorlight are here. They're all here. Bjorn and Carl and Andy and Johnny is here. Because you weren't there. But he's here now. And they're all going to come in. They're going to do a little set. So just after 8:30, you will hear them this morning. Meanwhile, feeling. Came in the song and I'll... Shame your ears are damaged, Dominic, because you'd love this song. It sounds great this morning.
What?
I'm just saying if, it's just a shame
hello.
That you're...
Hello?
No, just, Dominic, just saying it's a shame your ears aren't working, because this sounds great this morning.
Ian's working?
No, what? I was just saying, it's a shame your ears are not working. It sounds great this morning.
I'm not receiving you.
No, I'm just saying, your ears generate your ears. just saying, Dominic, Ian's working this morning. No, he says, can we say hello to his wife, Sarah?
No, can't.
Yeah. No?
Hello?
Yeah. I reckon there's nothing wrong with
I think he's putting it on.
I do.
That's because he's a hypochondriac.
I'm not a hypochondriac at all.
You are?
I'm not. My ears are blocked. That's a factor.
Dominic is always moaning.
So that's the thing, see?
There's always something wrong with him.
There's always something wrong.
I can't do this. I've got a headache. I can't do that. I've got a sore leg. My ears are...
I've got a sore leg? When have I had a sore leg?
Oh, you're hearing that now, aren't you, Dom?
Yeah, because I've turned my headphones up to the max.
Yeah, to the max. To the max imum. Well, anyway, raise the light on in half an hour. We'll play. What do you fancy next?
What have you got?
Nelly Furtado.
Or?
Fat Les.
Or?
ABBA.
Nelly Furtado.
Right, okay. You fancy some ABBA?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll see what I can do for you, darling. I'll probably start with Nelly Furtado, to be honest.
That'd be nice. Modern music.
Exactly. Celebrity Tyson coming up next after we get some news from Dominic in London. Carriers of sport in Germany. It's 8:02.
England and Rooney get... A new survey reckons most people want to hear a Scottish accent when they ring a call centre. It's thought of...
I don't know.
And stuff like that. It's thought of as trustworthy, apparently. The least popular accents are from Manchester, Liverpool and Birmingham.
And Kidderminster.
And Kidderminster as well, isn't...
Yum. Hello, dear call centre. Can I help you out? Rachel speaking.
We'll find out later as well who the second...
Do you have a problem with your computer? Have you tried switching it off and switching it back on again?
That would drive you absolutely mad, wouldn't it? We'll find out who the second Big Brother housemate...
No, that's not working, that's fine. What you want to do is give it a whack on the side twice, and then a whack on the top once, and then try that again. Hello?
Again?
Hello?
What's that?
Oh, no, they put the phone down again. I don't know what
they... I'm very pleased I have a blocked up left ear at the moment. They'll join Nikki. This is a Big Brother story anyway.
You know. Sorry, go on.
That's fine.
It's lovely. Just
can't be
that.
Asked.
It's a final group game then. England take on now.
And the weather, there's going to be some rain spreading across the north and the west of the UK.
Thank you for calling the call centre. Your call is important to us. Sadly, you're in a queue as there's only one person answering the phone. And that's me.
It's going to be dry and bright further south, though. It's now 8:06.
Please continue holding. It is important to us. Obviously not important enough that we put more staff on or have a better system, but important nonetheless. Thank you.
It's very nice.
We hope you are enjoying this classical music. It's Wagner, who apparently was a famous classical composer. I don't like it myself. I like country and western.
Country and western.
Yes, I love them both. I like country, and I must admit I do like the western, and I like country and western together equally. I would say 50-40.
I've hung up now, by the way.
Don't hang up. Well, I'll ring you back.
Can you imagine if someone did that? Oh.
Hello? Is that Kerry?
Hello.
Yes, you were holding and you put the phone down. Did I not tell you how important your call is to us?
You did.
And that we'll be with you shortly.
Bye-bye.
You are currently in a queue. allotted waiting time for your call is 42 hours. Your call, however, is very important to us.
But saying that, we do love Birmingham.
Hello?
And the people.
Call centre, can I help you?
Hello?
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 Can I help you?
Yes, I've got a problem with my computer. It doesn't seem to
be
working.
I'm sure you're through to the wrong department. Please let me transfer you to another mindless, bottomless pit of hold music.
Thank you very much.
Click. Have I stressed how important your call is to us?
Move on.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Ours is to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Chart CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Chris.
No, it's not. It's Rachel at the call centre.
Okay, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Lovely. I'm not Rachel. I'm Operator 629.
I love it when they don't give their names.
Yeah, and you love it. And you're speaking a different language.
Well, exactly as I'm doing now, I'm speaking in Kidderminster.
What do you do, Craig?
I'm a training instructor for St John Cymru Wales in Cardiff.
Oh, very nice. Shemai to that.
Borada.
Borada. You're Craig Rees, you're 24.
I am.
You're from Merthyr Tydfil.
Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales.
I love it there.
You love it there?
It's cracking.
It's cracking.
Let's get cracking with the knackin'. You know what that means, of course. But,
yeah, it just means slang.
Apparently you're not bothered about the football because you're not bothered by it. You're not interested in it.
Well, it's not the fact that I'm not interested. My girlfriend's 5 months pregnant and she's got hormones flying everywhere.
Oh, my God.
That's even more reason to get out and watch the football, though. You need a break.
But I don't want to step on her toes, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, you got big feet?
Well, big feet. It's just she got a big hand.
Yeah, she's got a great right hook.
She has.
So this is your first little baby?
This is my first one, yeah. Oh. Quite excited.
Yeah, very nice. Do you know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
Well, we did ask, and you know you've got to pay a fortune to have the sex told to you, but...
No, I didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know they charge for that.
Yeah, they charge you about £60.
Give over!
Yeah, £60 to find out the sex of your baby.
Is that seriously?
Yeah, seriously, and you've got to have a separate appointment as well because they've got to book you in, as the NHS does.
And could you not afford that?
Well, we could, but what's the point? We like a surprise.
I'll pay for it if you want to know.
Yeah, no problem.
No, seriously. No, if you need to know about what colours paint in the nursery, what clothes to buy and everything, if you want, I'll pay for it.
We'll just go neutral, Chris, but thank you very much for the offer.
Mm. All right, fair enough then.
Go yellow, that's a good one.
Thank God, Dave, that could have cost
yellow 60 and cream,
quid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a VAT on top of that?
No, I think it's inclusive. I don't know where the money goes, Chris, whether it goes into the Christmas pot or whether it's...
So what names are you looking for?
Well, we've thought of 1,000 different names, but she seems to be changing them every day.
Is Chris on the list?
Chris, no, unfortunately.
Christopher?
Christopher, no.
Alad?
Alad, no. We're looking for a boy, perhaps Mackenzie.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Mackenzie?
But it's changed again.
Well, I keep changing.
And I would. I keep dreaming about these names.
Mackenzie?
Yeah.
No, you want Craig, you want to sort that out.
Or Finley, maybe?
They're both surnames.
Surnames?
They are, they're both surnames.
No, Finley Quay.
Dr. Finley?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
That's Finley.
And again, for a little girl, she likes Lily.
Lily,
that's nice.
Lily, I like. Mm. That's nice.
Yeah, that's quite a sweet name. Mm. But we'll see when it arrives what we're going to name it. It's got to look like the name, hasn't it?
The only thing is, Craig's surname is Pad. I don't know how that's going to work.
Lily Pad.
Lily Pad. It's not. It's Reese. Yeah. But Lily Reese. I don't know.
You need some help, though, Craig, give us a shout and we can.
I will do.
You know, we can put it to the audience.
We're here for you.
Yeah. we could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Have a text in. What
text
you
vote.
Yeah. Name the baby.
Do you know what? In fact, let's do it now.
Why don't we do it?
If you come up with if you would like a name, a nice name that would suit Craig's baby. What's your missus called, Craig?
Stacey.
Oh dear! Don't you should have changed that for a start. Is it an EY?
EY, yeah.
Oh, how common. Craig and Stacey's baby. If you have a name for it, text in and start your text with the word baby, and then just put the name. How many texts have we had so far, Kerry? There's not a lot today. We've hardly plugged it at all today.
And then...
What's the surname, though? Because it's got to go, hasn't
Reese.
It?
Reese.
Yeah, the surname is Reese.
R-E-E-C-E. So whatever the most popular name...
R-E-E-S.
Spelled wrong on here.
Jocelyn's on the ball this morning, isn't she?
She did apologise for her spelling, mind.
Yeah, did she? Yeah, she should apologise for many things, including today's fashion. She looks like a kind of Pixie Kelly Osborne. Anyway, right, so 81199, baby names, please. Let's get a move on and have a go, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, then, love. Celebrity Tarzan. Here it is.
We've just had 200.
200 names already?
Yeah.
Just quickly run through some of them.
We've got a Dominic. Someone said Lucifer. Yeah. That's not very nice. Wendy, Jennifer, Duncan, Josh, Kempton.
Kempton? It's a race course.
That's mad. Jasmine, James, Alfie, Winnie, Mason.
Newmarket, hey, Doc.
Blodwin.
Blodwin?
Yeah.
Blodwin
Reese.
There's some comedy people out there, anyway.
Okay. All right, well, we'll pass them all on to you, Craig. In the meantime, who is our celebrity Tarzan?
Chris. I think today's celebrity Tarzan is Mark Owen from Take That.
Ooh, Mark Owen.
Your call is important. Please hold. It's the wrong answer. Oh! Never mind, but listen, we'll sort some names out for you, all right?
Aye, cheers.
Have a great time. Love to Stacey. Cheers, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's 101.1, our silly game. So listen in tomorrow, and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win, Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
We were going to talk to Alan Shearer this morning, however, we're not, and I'll tell you why in two records time.
Take it back.
8:14 in the morning. The UK's number one, the UK's official number one station. We've got about what, Rachel, did you say?
About 2,500 suggestions for baby names.
Now, well, we could print them all off, put them in a nice jiffy bag,
send Alan down
to the German post office, post them off to the fellow in Wales. He and his wife could go through 2,500 names, or we could just leave it.
I think we've done it, haven't we?
Yeah. We gave him a few suggestions. Mm. To be honest, you know, anybody who doesn't even think about the name Chris or Christopher for a baby, you know, in my opinion, doesn't deserve to have a child. But that's just my view.
It's a harsh view.
It is a bit harsh, but that's okay. So Razorlight just did a little sound check. Apparently sounds good. I'm very excited to hear what it's going to be like.
They're ready and set, aren't they?
Johnny said good morning to me, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. And the rest of the band look a little bit delicate. Johnny, who flew in probably got to the hotel about 3:30, 4:00 this morning, looks all right. Mm. The rest of the band who were here most of the day yesterday and had a couple of lagers, they look a little bit, what's the phrase, delicate. Mm.
Under the weather, slightly.
Yeah. But I'm sure there'll be... That's what you need first thing in the morning to wake you up, is a nice session on the drum kit. So I'm sure they'll all be great by the end of it. So, Alan Shearer.
Mm.
We know we're talking to BBC pundits every day, the sport pundits. And it's all going great. It's all going swimmingly. Everybody's up for it. Alan Hansen was on the other day. He was very funny. Adrian Charles was very funny. Mark Bright was on yesterday.
Gavin Peacock was very good the other day.
All great. So today we are talking to the legendary footballer, Mr. Alan Shearer. Hooray! Now, I've never spoken to Alan Shearer before, so I'm really excited. Mm. Until we get a phone call yesterday saying there's a slight problem with Alan doing the phone interview because he... How can I phrase it? I'm trying to phrase it so no one gets offended. He's going playing golf with Ian Wright. So he's in the car and they can't stop to talk to us because it'll ruin their golf tee-off time. Mm. So is it all right if he does it while he's in the car travelling to the golf? No, was our answer, because it's, you know, A, it's not health and safety conscious.
And also B,
I don't know who's driving, Wrighty or Shearer. You know, so, you know, I don't know if they've got hands-free.
Mm. Might be on a tandem.
I doubt it,
Rachel.
You can't
get your golf clubs on a bike.
They're probably in a limo Hummer. That's what or a gold Bentley. So he's not doing it this morning because it will affect his golf travel.
Because they couldn't stop for 4 minutes.
Yeah, which is a bit of a shame. So hopefully Alan will make it up to us. And that said, though, hope you have a great game of golf today. And don't forget, by the way, there's a bit of football on later. You might want to try and finish by then. Watch that. Do your job. So, instead, we're going to talk to Rachel about her predictions for the England-Sweden game today.
Okay.
Find out how it's all been going on. It won't be too taxing.
I can't. I'm going to go and play golf.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Dave, if you're...
I'm going swimming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to the water slide park. you're not allowed to take your phone in. So I will be unavailable. Yeah, because you can't have your phone in the jacuzzi
can't
area.
Get it wet.
Health and safety.
All right, okay. Well, maybe the guys from Razorlight will be able to give us their opinion on the football. And it's very apt, you see, today.
Why? Oh, I see. Yes.
Because of who England are playing, yes. Dave.
The whole reason why they come on the show today.
You. Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was coincidence.
There was some kind of planning.
I thought it was coincidence.
It's the Anglo-Swedish, scenario.
I didn't even know that half of them were Swedish until the other day.
Björn.
Yeah, he's Swedish.
Yeah.
Carl, he's Swedish.
Yeah.
Andy.
He's not Swedish.
Don't know what planet he's from, to be quite honest with you, especially looking at him this morning. I think he's on the planet Hungover.
We're only an hour from Hungover.
So
that's where I flew into.
Yeah, so great. So we'll be chatting with them tomorrow on the show. Noel Gallagher is going to be on. We're talking to him today.
He's got to go and play golf.
Oh, you're kidding me?
Yep.
Oh.
He's playing golf with Robbie Williams, apparently.
Well, the only person that leaves us with is Gary Lineker.
Hmm.
Oh, he probably won't be playing golf.
No. he's always up for helping us out there with a friendly smile and a crunch of the crisps. So Alan Shearer. If you know Alan, by the way, just in case anyone's listening who knows Alan Shearer, why not feel free to send him a little text saying, "Heard you're having a game of golf today. Best of luck with it. P.S. Can you give us a prediction at least for the England-Sweden game?" And then if he replies, can you then text us his reply, and then at least we'll get something out of it.
Maybe he could suggest a baby name as well at the same time.
Let's not push it. One thing at a time.
Okay.
You know, let's remember the guy is busy playing golf today, Rachel. You don't want to, you know, load his brain down with too much information. So, right, I've got a tee off, right? I've got to come up with a prediction and a baby name. Oh, it's too much for me. Oh, this much. All the girls don't feel 8:27. Tell you what, Rachel, I'm in a good mood this morning. One of the guys just came in with two massive knives. At which point I've gone, come on, lad, we don't want any trouble in here. And he's taken the guitar strap off one of the guitars with these massive carving knives.
They're not razor light, they're razor sharp.
That's right, Dave. He comes in the studio with a knife, with one in his hand and one in his mouth. Mm. And Rachel goes, "Oh my God, it's Crocodile Dundee."
That's not a knife.
This is a knife. Oh, Dominic, if you could hear this, you'd be laughing.
It's
you
so
really
much
would.
Fun.
What?
You know why he can't hear us, don't you? Because
why?
His head is full of news.
That's what it is, yeah.
It's full.
I'm chock full of facts.
It's certainly not full of hair.
No, it's true.
Dom.
How are the razor light boys?
Egg for a head. Some of the razor light boys are delicate.
Okay.
Is the official wording.
I was getting that feeling.
I think our Italian got quite an experience last night with the razor light boys.
Yeah. They were sampling some of the local German delights, i.e. beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a thumbs up from the boys.
Excellent.
One of Razor Light fell into some boxes yesterday and cut his hand. Find out which one later.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll make the entertainment news at midday.
Will.
It will. It genuinely will.
And in the entertainment news, Razor Light and box blood scandal. Not boxes of blood, though. That'd be
horrible.
Be wrong. I will play the Coops and the brilliant song She Moves in Her Own Way in a second, plus Razor Light play live on the show. Let's get some news from Dominic back in London. It's 8:32. Radio 1.
The way this afternoon.
And the weather's some...
Apparently it's not Craig Bellamy. It's David Bellamy.
Oh, is it David Bellamy?
Yeah.
I think that's the weird one.
What was that, Dave?
Yes, you
did. Are you right there?
That's rubbish.
Yes, George.
I also... Zippy.
You just talk a bit like that.
George, actually.
Yeah, I play for Liverpool.
David Bellamy's a botanist.
Yo, he's married.
He's a botanist.
He's married.
Oh, my goodness.
Animals.
Should we move on?
Lord, help me. The weather's...
I like playing for Liverpool.
The rain will be spreading across the north.
I like playing for Liverpool too.
And the west. Dry and bright further in the south. Baby, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. Sorry, I think I'm going to do it again. Aid Thorne lives in a place called Henlow, which is in Bedfordshire.
Hi, I'm Aid Thorne.
Hi, Aid lives on Tedder Avenue. He's addicted to the football. The best game he's seen so far was the Czech Republic and the USA, according to Aid. And the road is very, very quiet again this morning.
And it's goodbye from me.
And there'll be more from Aid at 9:30. Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's 8:37 now.
Do you know something really funny, Dominic?
Yeah.
Is the fact that we've got a studio full of people in front of us, but they can only hear what we're saying, so they can't hear you at all. So they're all looking slightly confused as to why we're doing rainbow impressions about playing for Liverpool.
I think a lot of the UK are quite concerned by that too.
So they can't hear you now. You could say anything about any of them, none of them would hear you.
I saw them in Sunderland one big weekend, and they were very, very good. That's the only thing I've, any experience I have at Razorlight.
Hey, Razorlight?
Yeah.
You saw them in Sunderland, and they were very good?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's nice. Well, do you want to
I saw them with you in Sunderland, actually, I think.
Yeah, you did see with me. Was it Sunderland? No, yeah. That's,
yeah, it was Sunderland.
Sunderland. Yeah. Was that Sunderland where it hailed and was sunny and then it hailed again? Yeah. And yeah.
Snow, rain, yeah. Wind.
Everything.
Although the weather here in Germany is beautiful, Dominic. It's nice and sunny, getting ready for the game. Where are you watching the game tonight, Dominic? Before you answer, we're going to the game. We're actually going to the England game. We're going to watch it with our own eyes.
I watched the last one in the pub. I'm watching this one at home with my wife.
So she's not letting you out to the pub to watch the game?
Well, she's actually getting into it now, so it's quite good.
Having some grief from the missus?
Last time you went out, you got so drunk, she says, you're not going out with those boys again.
Yeah. It's the ear bashing that she gave him. That's what's caused the wax.
I think you could be right.
Yeah.
Seriously, it does hurt.
And your thoughts on Liverpool potentially signing Zippy George and Bungle?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. My jury is out on that one. I think it's a strange one for Liverpool. No. I don't know if it's definitely going to happen. I think it may be a bit like when Lee Bowyer had talks with Liverpool and then decided not to go for it in the end. That may be the case again, I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you, Dominic. I'm sure you will be able to get on that story.
Yes, I will. I'll get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get you on it, Dom.
Okay.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
8:39, but it's 8:40. It's 20:09. It's 20:10 in Germany. Razorlight are here ahead of the England-Sweden game tonight. They will play live for us in a couple of songs' time.
Oh, yes.
England finally scored a goal and then they scored another. We play Sweden at 8 tonight. We'll watch them run for cover. Rooney played as well. We hope he's not feeling sore, so he can dance with Peter Crouch when both of them score. The Chris Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
It's Dario G and Carnival de Paris on Radio 1. Good morgen.
Guten Tag.
It's 8:48 in the UK. It's 9:48 in Germany. England plays Sweden tonight. And so to celebrate in a musical football collaboration of nations joining hands through the power of music so that we are all one and one big happy family until that is we beat Sweden tonight. We've brought in Razorlight. Hooray! Morning, Johnny.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm very good.
This is the longest conversation we've had already. Now, we were a bit worried that we weren't going to see you today because you had plane troubles.
Yeah, it was sitting in Stansted for about 4 hours yesterday, which was fun.
But you you got here eventually. What time did you get to bed?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock this morning. How you feel?
What time do you guys get to bed?
About
midnight.
Midnight. Well, we did. I'm not sure.
Seriously?
I'm not sure about the rest of your band.
Okay.
Because you look the freshest out of the four.
Right. What time do you get to bed?
12.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Andy?
Cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Best I've ever felt.
Carl?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
The only problem is hay fever.
Hay fever.
And English people.
Okay. Oh! we're bridging the gap with music. Oh, yes, that's what we're doing.
Scottish people.
And Björn, good morning.
Yes. Guten Morgen. you can't put a mic on me like that. I'll panic.
Did you have a nice time yesterday in the German square?
Yes, very.
Yeah, it was.
We were the only people there, weren't we?
Well, pretty much, yeah. We are in yet another sleepy kind of German town. And yesterday there was much excitement of Razorlight being there because they got to serve food and drink. We went to this Italian restaurant. I swear they've never been so busy in their entire life. And I just have a feeling that the woman's going to have a row with the boss saying, we need more staff just when we all leave. And they, you know, one night there'll be five people working and no more people eating. So anyway, everything all right? You're happy? Everybody's good? And,
all good.
And
yeah,
very happy.
Yesterday, artwork for the album looking good, Johnny?
I've got sort of you may see big ink stains on my hands because there's a bit on the inside there where we've got our handprints.
Right.
On the inside of the sleeve. So I was doing that in Hammersmith yesterday. And it's a lot harder than you'd imagine to actually get the right contours of the hand on the page and everything. So that's what we're doing, yeah. The artwork is looking good.
Okay, all right. And do we know what the album's called yet?
The album... No.
Okay.
I'm going to... Yeah, no. All right. We're not going to tell you what to... It'll be on the artwork and then, you know, people will see it.
People will see it under the name Razor Light when it's in the shops.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for coming out to joining us and doing the couple of tracks. You're going to do two tracks for us. The first... What are you going to do first?
In the morning.
Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Radio 1 in Germany, this is Razor Light.
And this drum feels for you. Cool.
We won't remember a thing.
Wow! Fantastic! You guys are good. That was fantastic. That was brilliant. There you go. Razor Light in the morning. The single is out on July the 3rd. That was superb. Mm. That sounded brilliant.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. Live from Germany, Razor Light. And there's another track still to come just after 9 o'clock on Radio 1. It's 8:56. We'll do Dave's Tedious Link next. Pop a doodle doo, football fans. Let's embrace and a world of your feet, which is a world at your feet. Mm. A world of your feet.
A world at your feet.
A whole world of your feet, Dave. Mm-hmm. Your feet just go on around the world.
Like huge feet on the planet.
Like around the world in 80 feet. Mm-hmm. What am I talking about? Razor Light. Really impressed.
Very nice.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
You know? And it's first thing in the morning, and they haven't had much sleep.
And we're all crammed into one room
in
here.
In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Sounded great. In the morning. and they're back to do another Razor Light classic in the next half hour of the show. So let's move on. You all right?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Do I look pained?
Are you itching to get on the drums?
No.
All right, okay. Reese is itching to get on the keys, aren't you, Rich?
He's a rock god.
Yeah. Right, Tedious Link, Dave. How do you get to today's Tedious from yesterday's Rockefeller Skank Fatboy Slim?
Fatboy Slim is married to Zoe Ball. He used to do Live and Kicking with Jamie Theakston. Jamie Theakston supports Brighton and Hove Albion along with Fatboy Slim and Des Lynam. Des Lynam now presents Countdown with Carol Vorderman. Carol Vorderman is good at maths and Sudoku and stuff. Sudoku was invented in Japan along with sushi and karaoke. Karaoke is where drunken amateur singers sing along to a backing track. Track of a different type is what trains run on. Run was the title of a record by Snow Patrol. Snow can be classed as a weather hazard. An excess snowfall is sometimes termed a blizzard. If you remove the first letter of blizzard, you get lizard, which is a scaly animal with a long tongue. The tongue is a part of the body which houses all of your taste sensors, like salt, bitter, sweet and sour. Sweet and sour is what you might order at the Chinese. There are only a couple of Chinese footballers in the Premiership, namely Sun Jihai at Man City and Sheffield United's new signing Lee Tai. Lee Tai shares the same initials as the actress Liv Tyler, and Liv Tyler is the daughter of Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, which links us to some classic rock in the form of Aerosmith and Love in an Elevator.
I love it.
Good, it's for you.
I took the photo of you doing that Tedious Link.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you look great.
In the morning.
Just making it up as you go. Yeah, in the morning. You know you're going to read it right. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Count them in, Dave.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'd love to know how many people around the UK, or indeed around the world, were in a car with that turned up so loud, scream at the top of their voice.
We just had an air band in the studio. Reese on bass, me on drums, you were singing and vocalising.
I was doing a bit of drums as well, a bit of guitar. I kept changing, swapping and changing. But I just know for a fact that the people, England, Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, America, Canada, who have been in the car... Going, oh, yeah, turn this up. You know?
Rock-a-lula.
Anyway, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator, Tedious Link for today. Seamless?
I think so. Bum, bum, less than
no,
any problem.
No, it wasn't.
What? Ooh. What?
Blizzard.
Una problema.
Kind of problem.
Has two Zs.
Who
Blizzard
is?
Has one.
Is that it?
Yes. Oh, also, some people are quibbling about where Sudoku came from, too.
Japan.
Somebody said Switzerland.
Wasn't Swiss. Sudoku. Doesn't even sound Swiss.
Sudoku.
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 Is that it?
Sudoku was a baddie in Star Wars.
But anyway, Blizzard and Lizard.
Where did it start?
Don't know.
No.
Somebody said Switzerland.
It's not Switzerland.
How do you know?
Well, it's not. It's chocolate and cuckoo clocks there. It's not Sudoku.
All right, okay. A Tab Simon show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Lass uns für wandern verbreiten.
Beautiful.
Worn out.
That was very nice, man.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you're not feeling too tired this morning as you listen to the show.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
You know it's gonna be all right. I'm wearing my shades now in honour of Johnny Burrell because he too wore his shades on the radio. I'm now wearing mine too so I can look cool and even more cool, rather.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. In the game tonight, 8 o'clock. More from Razorlight in a bit. I'm going to do another song. A couple of minutes' time. It's very exciting. So, finish the show here at 10 o'clock UK time, and then Joe Wiley comes on. Meanwhile, here, it's 11 o'clock. We'll pop into Humph, who's on BFBS Radio 1. And we'll say hi to him and his listeners.
Howdy, Humph.
Maybe even do a bit of travel news again, as she did yesterday.
I like that.
Yeah. In case you missed it, by the way, we have a CD of Dave reading the travel news yesterday with Humph, because we're doing the show from the BFBS, which is the British Forces station in Germany, in Hereford, is where we are.
Twinned with Hinckley.
That's right. Humphy, and see, now I can't work out whether Humph is listening to us, pretending he's listening to the music in his own show. No, I think he's genuinely...
I think he's genuinely focusing on his own job.
But the fact now that everybody now in the middle studio is now staring at him to find out if he's listening to us...
will make him uncomfortable.
Yeah. So anyway, this we popped in yesterday, and this is what happened when Humph made Dave read the travel news for Germany.
If you're heading on the one to Bremen,
that's Humph.
From Borstal, there's a 2K stout. Dave, do you want to have a go at the next one?
Yeah, okay, here we go. On the A1 between Osnabrück and Bremen, there is heavy traffic between Wildenhausen Nord and the junction of Delmenhorst Sud, Gross Ippener. There's a set of roadworks and stationary traffic for 6 kilometres, and the express lanes are closed.
That's not good, that's not good. Chris, you want to have a go at the next one?
Not really, no.
On the A1 to Bremen, at Lotte, at Osnabrück and Bramshill, there's been an accident. That's tailback for 3 and because of the roadworks. Yeah. Is this roadworks? Have you noticed when you're driving around, you can't drive 10 kilometres without coming across some roadworks?
You know, that's that sheer way to traffic.
Sheer... I like it.
Sheer way to traffic.
I like that one.
You know he's going to use that today, sheer way to traffic.
I thought that was a stock phrase in the world of traffic and travel.
No,
though.
I think, well, certainly maybe not out here, and as far as German traffic goes, I think you just invented something.
It's a gift from us.
Do you know, you're a bit like the man from Goodnight Sweetheart, Nicholas Lyndhurst, when he used to go back in time but use modern-day references, because they'd never heard them back then and thought he was a genius. You're a bit like that.
I like that.
Yeah, thanks. You're a bit Nicholas Lyndhurst-like.
Thank you.
Comedy Davy boy, you plonker. No, no.
Heard worse.
Yeah. So that's really it, isn't it? No, it's not at all, because our third winner for England tickets has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Steve has arrived with his girlfriend, Kate, who threw the glass. They seem very... We met them last night. They seem very nice people. Steve seems a quiet one. Kate obviously wears the trousers in that relationship. She's the gobby of the two. We mentioned something about going to the game and the BBC people that might be at the game. Kate seems very excited about meeting Gary Lineker. Or indeed, Alan Hansen.
They're not going.
No, I know, but that doesn't matter because turns out that Kate... Steve won the competition, brought his girlfriend. She seems to have a thing for grey-haired English men, such as Lineker... Alan Hansen, God love her. I didn't have the heart to tell her he's Scottish. Mm. I just thought I'd go with it.
And not grey.
And there was another one, not Jeremy Edwards, someone like that.
Jonathan Edwards, the triple jumper.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Right? He's Welsh.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's Welsh. Mm. Jonathan Edwards, isn't he? Oh, no, he's not. He's not. He's from the northeast.
So, yeah. So they had... So British, grey-haired, older men. So Reese, good morning. It could be your lucky day.
Grey-haired, not no-haired.
I was going to say, Reese hasn't got any hair.
That's true. Meanwhile, while this conversation's going on, Steve's just got a look at his face, which is, I've got a ticket for the England game. I'm not really. Anyway, we'll meet those after 9:30 this morning. Rachel, you ready?
I am.
Okay. Rachel!
For those who are fans of Rob DJ's pub quiz, don't worry, we haven't forgotten. We'll be playing the quiz tomorrow. That's because we have Razorlight here today, and they'll be playing another track after the next two records.
Yes.
Thank you. In the morning.
After the Sutons and Paolo Nutini.
Yes.
Wicked.
Thank you.
Dankeschön.
David, next one?
On the A1, Kölner Ring between Leverkusen
Where?
And the Kölner Ring between Leverkusen and Köln, the which Kölner's, I would imagine the is the ring road around Cologne, is it not?
Yes.
Between the junction of Köln-Löwenick and the intersection of Köln West, stationary traffic for 1 kilometre.
A 2K Stau on the Ford to Hill and Arkin.
What's a Stau?
Bumper to bumper there, really. And the last one, the A7.
How do you know? Well, how do you know it's bumper to bumper?
Well, it's a good word to throw in, I thought.
Sheer way to traffic.
I had bumper to bumper.
That's what they always say. On the A7 between Kassel and Würzburg.
They were listening to us all around the world when we did that.
And the junction of Melsungen Setter Roadworks.
You could put this on your demo tape.
Yeah. And the left lane is blocked.
Fantastic.
Outwards. Fantastic.
Right, it's 9:15. Paolo Nutini, it comes out of Fortnite on the 3rd of July. That's called Last Request. Nice, isn't it? Really, 18.
And he's a nice lad.
Yeah, good. So young and so talented. Two words for you, Macaulay Culkin. That's all I'm saying. You've got to look out. No, you know, you laugh.
I think he's got even more talent than Macaulay Culkin.
Do you think?
Yep.
Well, let's see if Paolo can do a Home Alone remake. And we'll pick up that argument. Raise the light to here. Hooray! Thanks. Oh, see? They're musical all the time, even on ad-libs. So, the game tonight is England versus Sweden.
Yep.
Bjorn, who will you be supporting in that game tonight?
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
Whoever wins.
Oh, okay, all right. Just football.
It's not with me.
The only winner will be football, as far as Bjorn is concerned.
Yeah. Carl?
There's no winners in football.
Carl, are you supporting Sweden tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And Johnny and Andy, England?
Yeah, certainly.
Now, how do you feel about Sven being the English manager?
It's fine, you know, whatever.
Yeah?
I don't feel anything for him, really, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think he's pretty useless, if you ask me.
Well,
If I was English, I wouldn't have wanted him. I wouldn't want him as my team's coach.
You can have him back.
No, we don't. He's too expensive in Sweden, man.
And you're not happy with him either, Johnny?
No.
No.
I mean...
No, go on.
You know, it's one of those jobs, isn't it, where you can go in and not win anything, and then he says, oh, I'm going to go and manage Chelsea or whatever. And so they give him a triple his pay or whatever it is, and then he still doesn't win anything. And he's been there for, 6 years now? It's a long time.
He's never won anything since 66, by the way.
Yeah.
Except the Falklands one.
Oh, a bit of nonsense coming out from Carl. you're all going to the game tonight, aren't you?
We're still playing long balls.
Well, I know.
You know, and... It hasn't looked good for the first two games, so we'll see.
I don't want to get you riled up before you have to perform. I kind of wish I hadn't brought it up now.
Yeah. No, Sven, I don't agree with Sven at all.
Well, you all go to the game tonight. You all go. In fact, we're going as well.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll have a great time. You know, football will be the winner, and so will England. And we'll all laugh at Carl. In fact, speaking of which, we have... I think we've just got about time to play this, I think.
Hello. My name is Linda, the Swede. And I'm going to teach you to insult the Swedish fans.
Brilliant.
In Swedish.
Here we go.
Number one. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Vilka är ni? Vilka är ni? Vilka är ni?
Vilka är ni?
Number two.
Vilka är ni?
You're not singing anymore.
Yeah.
Ni borde sluta sjunga. Number three. We're going through no matter what you do. Vi kommer klara oss oavsett vad ni gör.
My favorite one.
Number four.
Yeah.
You got no idea. So go back to IKEA.
Yeah, there you go.
Du har ingen aning. So go tillbaka till IKEA.
Tillbaka till IKEA.
Thank you for taking the time to learn how to insult the Swedish fans in Swedish.
There you go.
With me.
Me.
Linda.
Linda, the Swede.
Can I just say, yes, Moyles show.
All the way through that, Carl, rather than be offended, was that she's going, yeah, kind of
pronunciation issues.
There was one translation there that was a bit iffy. Otherwise, it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tillbaka till IKEA. Draw tillbaka till IKEA would be better.
No, but that was all right.
Yeah, wouldn't it? That's what...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we're all thinking the same. Shoddy translation from a Swedish person. Anyway, listen, Raise the Light, the new single In the Morning, is out on July the 3rd, which is brilliant. And the live set you did of it earlier was great. The album, that Johnny's not revealing the name of it yet. However, the print work, we can exclusively reveal with, well, has something to do with Hands, which again is a German flavour.
Making the world a smaller place.
and you're touring in June, you're doing some of the festivals, you're doing the Fee Festival, and you're supporting The Who.
Yep.
Hey.
Which is going to be, that's going to be massive. And is that a year and a day since Live Aid?
No, yeah, to the day, isn't it?
Is it?
Same day.
15th of July, wasn't it?
No, 2nd.
Isn't it?
It's my brother's birthday.
It's your brother's birthday, yeah. It's kind of hard, you know, to sort of to top that a year later, but then...
We're going to play that every year on the 2nd.
Yeah, we're going to do it every day.
I think that's great. Every July the 2nd.
We're going to do it, yeah.
Play Hyde Park.
Yeah.
You know, even if you just turn up and just strum. Why not? Yeah, 1 year, 150,000 people. Next year, 100,000 people. The year after that, there's a couple of people walking by. Year after that... A bit bigger. And then UK tour dates in October from everywhere from Aberdeen all the way down to London's Wembley Arena. So it's a very busy time for you. And handprints on album covers.
Hmm. Is Wembley Arena built?
Wembley Arena is. It's been built for years. Wembley Stadium is getting a tweak.
That'll be ready.
Yeah.
When?
In about 4 years?
2010.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Just when Sven starts performing. Right, anyway, thanks for coming over. Thanks for singing. You're gonna we're going to be late for the news, but it doesn't matter. Good luck to all of you for the England game, especially England. And Dave is very excited about the next song because he heard you in the corridor singing it, and he can't wait to hear The Power of Love by Curious the News.
One of my favourites.
Yeah, which is what you were just doing. That's what you were doing in the corridor, right, Andy?
No.
Yeah, The Power of Love.
I was listening to some Bob Dylan.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Golden Touch.
Aww. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Radio 1, this is Razor Light. The power of love. Wow. Razor Light and the cover version of Huey Lewis in the News there, which was brilliant.
Top stuff.
Very nice. Thank you very much, guys. You're more than welcome. Enjoy the game later on.
Come on, England, for later.
Come on, England, for later. Lovely.
Hey, Jasper, yeah.
Hey, Jasper, yeah.
Yep. Which is Swedish for come on, England, for later. Yeah, all right. Well, I've none of that. We don't know what you're saying. You know, you'll be filthy. Giving out hidden messages and everything. Remember, you're in an army barracks. You know, we've got to be careful. Nice one. And the album, when's the album out? Do we know? 17th of July. So the single's out the 3rd of July?
Yeah.
In the morning. And the album, as yet untitled. Well, it's titled, but it's not telling us what it is. How many words in the title?
Don't know.
Oh, you do know. You decided. Come on, Johnny, give me something. Come on. Go on, anything?
The radio head shake.
Is it?
They can't see it at home, but yeah.
Nothing at all?
I like the radio head shake. That's a nice
title. Can I ask a question about the album title? Is it the name of one of the tracks on the album? Or is it different?
Don't know.
I do know.
See, we haven't named the tracks on the album either.
Okay, I've just heard the album's called The Power of Love, is that right?
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
getting close.
There you go. All right. So, well, I'll leave it. I'll quit while I'm ahead. Anyway, Razor Light, nice one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This Sunday, by the way, on the chart show, you can win, you and a mate can win tickets to see Razor Light in Paris. So there you go, which is very nice. So listen to the chart show Sunday at 4. Is that right?
I don't know.
When is that old or new? Yes, you can.
Yeah, bienvenue.
Hang on, when are you playing Paris? You're playing June the 23rd, I believe.
Cool. All right.
I'll leave your itinerary for you. Have a little look through it. Raise the light, everybody. Nice
Thank
one.
You.
Brilliant. All right, good. It's busy, busy, busy. busy, busy. Right, what do you fancy, Dave? I have a stack of great songs to play and some rubbish.
The good ones, please.
I have some Arctic Monkeys. Yep. I have some Red Hot Chili Peppers. I have some Bob Sinclar. And I have some Tony Christie.
All of it.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
That
all right.
Sounds nice.
So we'll play all of that and chat to our final winners coming out with us to the England game later on. Let's get some news from Dominic in London. Sport from Carrie in Germany. It's very late. Sounding great. It's 9:36.
England's Anne Rooney.
Some more on Craig Bellamy going to Liverpool then. Apparently Liverpool have already made an offer. It's got to be around Bellamy's buyout clause of £6 million. Blackburn have reluctantly agreed to let the two sides talk. So now it's up to Bellamy to make his decision because Blackburn have already offered him an improved contract as well. So what are your thoughts, Dominic Byrne?
Don't know. My jury is out still.
Lovely.
I'm not.
I'm so pleased we came to you for a reaction.
I'm not a massive fan of Craig Bellamy, but having said that, we do need a striker, so I don't know. It's a hard one.
I'm a massive fan of you.
I'm a botanist.
It's not David Bellamy, it's Craig Bellamy.
He's George Rainbow.
That's lovely. And from Children's TV.
I'm zippy.
Stop it. Children's TV to cricket then.
I want to play up front for Liverpool.
I'm going to get Jeffrey to send you to bed in a minute. Second one day between England and China
table
today.
Carrie's been all weird and pervy again.
Who's going to bed with Jeffrey?
No.
And why?
No! Stop it. Anyway.
I don't do baby Jeffrey.
Lovely. There's some cricket today and Royal Ascot.
And the weather is very wet everywhere. Dry and bright.
I'm calling them Peter Crouch.
Dry and bright further south.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
We're in Henlow in Bedfordshire this morning.
Hi, I'm Aid Thorne.
Aid Thorne lives there on Tedder Avenue, all very quiet. He has a very odd claim to fame. His dad once ran his own hairdressing salon, and it was opened by Martin Shaw, who played Judge Don Deed. Don Deed? That's the Italian version. That's the Italian version of Judge John Deed, of course.
Judge Don Deed. You call that a knife. That's a knife.
I am Don Deed. Wowzer. Incredible.
And it's goodbye from me.
What a load of rubbish. Who cares? More tomorrow.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Hang on a sec. Just stop that recording. Right, I'm going to send that off to Sony because that was a belter.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Fantastic. We'll have that.
Time is it?
It's very late, 9:41.
Very interesting chat with Johnny from Razorlight.
Yeah, what was he saying?
Well, I think, I said, next time you see me sitting outside the pub, we'll have a beer. And he went, yeah, what is... And he put his arm around me and said, what's that all about? I've heard that I've blanked you, apparently. I said, well, I've seen you a couple of times and you've just gone all right. And just what? He said, no, well, because you're on the radio, I don't know what you look like. Which I thought was a weak excuse. Yeah. But I thought he was still trying his best.
He sounded like a nice bloke.
And I said, well, next... And meanwhile, Carrie's going... And I'm like, leave it, love, we're talking beer business. But I didn't. Little did I know, though, that there was Boy George Culture Club business going on.
Absolutely.
Well, I was dealing with Johnny and bit. So anyway, next time we see each other, we'll have a drink.
Well, now you're both artists, aren't you? Because he fronts Razorlight, and you could be fronting Culture Club.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you really want to hurt me, Johnny? No, not hurt me, Johnny. You know what I mean? I'll just pull out at this point.
Whoa!
Oh, it gets worse.
Dominic Byrne has got an egg head. He's got no hair on his head. He's a baldy. He's got no hair. Blah, 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 but he doesn't care.
That's gay, I like that.
Yeah, because
it's not quite Culture Club style, though.
Where's the thing we've got? I need to switch my phone off. Touch the radio. You don't have that yet. Okay, right. We have something for you for tomorrow, shall we? No? Not at all now. What then, Rach?
We haven't got it.
Where is it?
Got it.
Okay. Dominic, we don't have anything for you.
Nothing.
Nada.
This, by the way, for those people who don't know, is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. It's the Chris Moyles World Cup song. Go! You ready, Dominic?
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song.
Dominic, can you introduce it like Jules Holland on later? And introduce it as it's the Chris Moyles World Cup Band.
World Cup Band?
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you to Razorlight. Weren't they amazing? And now, please welcome all the way from over there.
There's a lot
Chris Moyles World Cup Band.
Okay. Right. You ready?
Whenever you're ready, yeah.
Hey, Razorlight. Fantastic. Over there. Over here, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chris Moyles.
It's harder because I can't hear myself properly.
Right, it's a Chris Moyles World Cup band.
Okay, ready?
Right.
As Ray's light from over there to over here is the Chris Moyles World Cup band.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Moyles World Cup song.
Oi, 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 oi. This is the song that really will annoy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Sing along to our World Cup song.
World Cup songs are a load of poo. So we've gone and written one too. We're singing hard and feeling proud. Let's mix in the sound of a football crowd. Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer.
This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Moyles World Cup.
No, there's a second verse. You thought this song couldn't get worse. Barmy army, blah blah blah.
Stick a big flag in your car.
This is a pointless World Cup song. This is a pointless World Cup song. This is a pointless World Cup song.
This is a pointless World Cup song.
Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of pointless World Cup song. Can it really be this long? This is a pointless World Cup song.
Piddly, piddly, piddly bong.
This is a Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is a Chris Moyles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Moyles World Cup song.
They'll never make it. Arctic Monkeys. That's a ridiculous name for a band. Anyway, it's 9.54, 6 minutes left, and Joe Wye's on. Please talk for a second. I'm out of breath.
I'm the same, because I've just come up the stairs with
Rachel,
you.
Rachel, you can talk.
Just like to say that all the new photos of this morning will be up at 10.30. Matt's been working away hard at taking pictures of Razor Light. Thank you.
Where is Matt? Is Matt...
through there, I think.
Have you put on the RT1 of through the glass window, through the door? Have you put that on? Yes, you have.
The one that looks like it's taken through a submarine.
Yeah, because there's a little round window in the studio door so people can see before they burst through the studio door. And I think it's a shot of Carl, isn't it?
Yes.
Through the little round window. It's very classy. Mm. Anyway, so photos of us and Razor Light on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 online from 10.30 this morning. Beautiful. Morning, Steve.
Guten Tag.
With the lingo.
Guten Tag. So, Steve, you were our final winner on Play Another Player. You, today, are going to see England.
I know, Chris. I can't wait at all.
Very excited?
Extremely excited.
You've never seen England play before live?
Never.
So your first ever England game is a World Cup game?
I know. It's brilliant.
Excited. On a scale of 1 to 10?
11.
All right.
100.
Where are you from again?
Wellington, Surrey.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
What do you do?
I'm a graphic designer and web programmer.
Like a proper job.
Yeah.
How many of your mates pestered you to invite them when they knew you'd won?
All of them.
Yeah?
All of them.
Lots of free drink.
Oh, yes.
Briberies.
Bribery,
brilliant.
Everything.
But the lucky person was your missus.
She was.
Who probably gave you a kick and said, well, I want to meet Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
He's great and he's good looking. So you got here yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And came out with us last night, had something to eat and a couple of drinks.
Very pleasant, wasn't it?
We had a bit of a panic on. We took them to a bar and it looked shut. So it looked like it could be a very quiet night. But it was fairly quiet though, wasn't it?
Yeah, no.
Quite low key, wasn't it? A sort of a little relaxed start.
Very relaxed,
nice. Yeah. Do we all look better looking in real life?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
It's the right answer. You've passed, by the way.
Prediction for a score today, Steve?
3-0
to England?
Oh, yes.
Who's going to score?
I think Rooney will get one.
Yeah.
You know, Sven's brought him, he's got fit, so he's gonna do well. And I think Owen will get to, he'll answer his critics, definitely.
Ah.
We're not going to let him go either.
Super Paul Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your team?
Crystal Palace.
Oh, bless.
Someone has to.
It's your feeder club.
Well, it's only Andy Johnson.
Well, hang on, who else have we signed recently?
What, from Palace? We signed Lescott off Wolves.
Well, I guess one of your feet.
Right.
Well, enjoy it, Steve.
I will do, definitely.
And Kate, enjoy it. If you see Gary Lineker, stay away from him. Mm. You know, don't cause any trouble. Razor Light were great this morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll probably hear that again during the day. I'm sure Joe might even give it a little spin.
In the morning.
In the morning. Well, that was my favourite one. I thought that sounded brilliant. Plus as well, during, I didn't have that to tell him, during the other one, I accidentally
faded them out. I heard that as well. We hope it didn't, you know, disrupt your enjoyment of the band too much.
I'm really sorry.
Well, as far as they're concerned, maybe we just went through a tunnel.
Yeah. And Johnny and I are now best buddies.
Smoked the pipe of peace, haven't you?
No, there's none of that going on, but we did have a handshake and a hug. So that was all right. So all friends and all nice and good. The single in the morning for Razor Light is out July the 3rd, and then the album comes out a week after, I believe.
Good.
But he's not saying what it's called. I don't know why.
He's keeping us in suspenders.
Yeah. I can't believe you just said that. Are you getting primed up for your BFBS?
Yeah.
Pitt? Quite literally, he's keeping us in suspenders. Not literally, I am not a cross-dresser. But if I was, I'd wear tights too.
I'm just morphing, ready for my traffic and travel.
Yeah. On BFBS. Mm. So that's that. So we go to the game today. Before we go to the game, we're going to go and interview Noel Gallagher. So you'll hear the Noel interview tomorrow morning. And then hopefully we'll be playing the goal celebrations for England. Doesn't matter as far as winning or coming second for the group, because we won or the other. Doesn't matter, of course, who we... all the results matter today on who we play next. Thank you. That's the best way.
Brilliant.
Of it. Yeah. Well, that's right.
Well,
isn't
it's
it?
True. Yeah, it does make a difference.
Who would you like to play next, Dave?
I don't fancy either, but out of the two, I'd rather play Ecuador than Germany on home soil.
Steve.
Yeah, it's got to be Ecuador.
Yeah.
Never rule out the Germans.
All right. Well, do you know what? It's always harder, and we went out in Portugal to the Portuguese.
Yeah.
So you know, Ecuador looks like it could be the safe option. Or not safe, but you know what I mean.
But slightly better.
Listen to me talking about football. Alan, do you want to join in this football conversation?
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do this afternoon, this evening, while we're watching the football?
I'm going to go to the gym. I thought maybe.
And then tonight, what will you...
Tonight, I'll be checking on Wales and seeing how they're doing.
They haven't really started yet, though, have they, in this tournament?
Where are they? Yeah,
they start 2 weeks into the tournament, okay. Yeah.
I think he's kidding, by the way.
Wales come straight to the fourth round. That's when they start.
The best.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow morning live from Germany. Joe White is next. Have a good day.